Want to be effective using LinkedIn video ads? Well, in this episode, you're going to learn everything you need to know.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by WireBuzz.
Hey now. All right, I'm really close to leaving on a European speaking and filming tour. Amsterdam, Prague, Sweden, 1 week. Most of those appearances are going to be private, but Sweden's going to be a public event. Super excited about it. The Swedish listeners to this podcast are hardcore. They reach out, they engage, they share a lot of really good information. Though I have no clue what they're saying because they're all doing it in Swedish. And if I'm curious if they really hate me or like me, well, then I've got to copy and paste and put it into Google Translate to figure out what is up, right? Well, the good news is I'm going to Sweden and I'm looking forward to doing that. And I just got really, all of you just touch my heart in, it's just so often that it's just a wonderful feeling. You know, I've got a listener by the name of Robert who sent me a really great email, and he says, "Hey, Todd, I'm not sure how often you read these random emails from listeners, but I figured I'd give it a shot. First off, I just want to share my gratitude for everything you do, sharing your knowledge and life experiences for me, a 26-year-old videographer turned digital marketer. Your insights have been invaluable. It's completely changed the way I'm approaching videos, and it has been so helpful in creating successful videos and gaining new clients. It is almost scary. Todd, you've definitely turned me from kid with camera to aspiring ROI-minded digital marketer. Seriously, man, it's made a huge impact, so big that I've partnered with marketers and are planning to start a video focused digital marketing company, and you and your WireBuzz team consistently give me inspiration." How cool is that? Robert, I know I reached out to you personally, but thank you very much. And for those of you that continuously add wind in my sails by reminding me that you're out there and that you're benefiting from this information, thank you so very much. It is an honor to arrive so early at a destination that you could start teaching the industry. And I'm just grateful that, there's a place where I can contribute and it can benefit people. And in the news, well, LinkedIn video ads are something that I have to bring to your attention. Captivate a professional audience with native video at every stage of the buyer's journey. That's how LinkedIn Marketing Solution sets this whole thing up. So what can you do with your LinkedIn video ads? Well, you can build brand awareness with professionals by engaging business decision makers with video ads in the LinkedIn feed and on desktop and mobile. You can drive qualified leads and acquire customers instantly, really collect complete accurate leads with pre-filled forms and convert prospects on your website. How nice is that? And you can measure the impact of your video campaigns by understanding how your videos are performing and the kinds of professionals that are acting on your video content. Okay? You're going to build, you're going to drive, and you're going to measure. Okay? People ask you what you can do on those LinkedIn videos with your ads. Build awareness, drive qualified leads, and measure the impact of your campaign. And there's just a lot of really cool things that are developing. I tried to tip you off over a year ago when I said way back when in maybe episode 104 that the native upload was just the beginning and that eventually you are going to have other abilities like you see on other social networks, and good on LinkedIn for finally arriving in 2012. Well, you can choose your campaign objectives with this LinkedIn marketing solution. You can run video ads to drive growth at every stage of the cycle. You know, we've been talking a lot about the different stages, right? Because I want you to have that important awareness as a video marketer. You can Tailor your video campaigns to build brand awareness, drive website traffic, generate leads. You can create sponsored content campaigns to promote your video content on your company or showcase page and use direct sponsored content to personalize or test video ads for specific audiences without publishing on your company page. Then when LinkedIn breaks this down, they say, create videos that play to your objective. Different marketing goals require different video content, right? We've been talking about this since the very beginning, episode one. And once you choose your objective on LinkedIn, you can create videos that support your business needs. What is that? That is starting with your strategy first. Like I've told you since the very beginning of time, the best digital marketing campaigns that involve video all start with strategy on the front end, right? So you want to make sure that to build awareness, you need to position yourself as a thought leader. You need to tell your brand story or share stories of your customer's success. And to generate demand for your business, show a quick demo, a webinar sneak peek, or event preview to convince your audience to take action, right? And all of these are different types of videos, but they're all things that you can do inside of LinkedIn's new video ad tool, and you can prove out your video's ROI. Really? A return on investment? Exactly what we've been talking about in this podcast. Exactly what marketers need to know. Exactly what video creators need to know. And the most important topic is about how videos create a return on investment for businesses. Candidly, I don't really care about video. I care about the business metric of a return on investment. And I know that that must sound like I am, you know, violating the four pillars of video, which is, you know, be captivating and have a love for your story and tell something that is beautiful. I love all that stuff, but I didn't get into this because I won an Academy Award. I grew up in LA. I know that those things are great and a lot of people love them, but it doesn't do anything for me or my clients. My clients are obsessed with three little letters, ROI. And if you want to guarantee that your videos generate a return on investment, all you have to do is go to the Wirebuzz page, and I've created a free 5-part web-based video mini course where I teach you my secrets to guaranteeing your videos generate a return on investment each and every time. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/ROI or just right off of the homepage. It's the second thing you see on my website. And I already start off, remember, I've been teaching you over the years to handle your objections preemptively, before they get brought up by your prospect. Handle that objective. Turn it into a strength. Use Aikido principles, right? Aikido is using your opposition or your opponent's strength to your advantage. And I already know that they're going to come at me and ask me about ROI. So what do I do? Well, I just handle that one right from the beginning. And since I'm the rock star of video marketing and I know how to generate ROI because I come from a background of digital marketing and backed my way into video, I already knew how to do that. So I handled that objection right off the top. If you want to prove your video ROI on LinkedIn, LinkedIn says get detailed engagement metrics like video views, view completion rates, and leads on LinkedIn that map to your goals. Understand your audience and what they respond to with professional demographics. And LinkedIn has already created some helpful, well, library or articles for you, video ad tips where you can learn how to upload video content, set up video campaigns, or optimize your active ads. You can learn how to create your campaign, which is really learning the best practices for launching your first advertising campaign on LinkedIn, and how to get started with B2B video, which is where you get to learn, well, how to get started with video ads and gain insights from thought leaders of B2B video like me, right? It's just that simple. You can get all of this information off of the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com /147. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the news that matters to video marketing masters as it pertains to LinkedIn video ads. Now, Adweek reports LinkedIn Marketing Solutions product manager Phil Spitzer announced in a blog that the new native video ads appear directly in LinkedIn's feed as a standalone post, and they can help brands build awareness via rich visual stories, drive traffic to their desktop or mobile sites, and collect leads through a call to action button or the Professional Network's Lead Gen Form Tool, LGF, the Lead Gen Forms Tool. LinkedIn's B2B targeting capabilities, according to Adweek, enable advertisers to hone in on traits including job title, seniority, company, industry, and skills, and its matched audience option allows them to focus on the highest priority accounts. Mediacom Chief Digital and Investment Officer Steve Carbone said, quote, LinkedIn's B2B targeting options are superior to what's available on other top social networks, so this development is potentially good news. Now, we would certainly test the new units in the hopes that their performance could make them a viable part of our clients' plan to scale. Because up until this point, without video ads, you couldn't do this. So it couldn't be part of that client's scaling unless it was organic engagement, which I've been telling you about and getting really nice results on over the last year. Early birds get the worm. So if you hear yours truly tipping you off, jump on something early, because in a year, all of your competitors are going to be doing this. Do you hear that? And why are they going to do it? Because they're going to hear for one year from employees that left your company and went to work there or through the grapevine about how you've been crushing it with your LinkedIn video ads. So this is your window. If you're waiting for a year from now when everybody and my mother is running LinkedIn video ads, it is too late. The window of opportunity is closed. So sorry. Sucks to be you. Now is the time. All right. Well, Periscope Vice President of Media Jen Bradley agreed, saying that LinkedIn has more accurate data filters than any other social network. And as people do want to be legit in terms of their professional information, and adding that brands return and quality of placement will definitely be much better due to their ability to leverage LinkedIn's professional data sets, Adweek goes on to say that advertisers will have access to insights on what types of professionals are watching, engaging, and converting on their video for sponsored content, and they can use LinkedIn conversion tracking tool to tally the number of leads, signups, website visits, and other actions generated by ads. LinkedIn also reached an agreement with Moat to provide third-party video measurement and viewability data, which will be available later on this year. Now, I'll get more to that and more on Moat in a moment, so stay with me. On the organic side, native video sharing will be made available to all businesses over the next few weeks. Oh, ho, ho. As soon as it happens, make it happen. That's what I'm saying. As soon as it happens for your account, make it happen for your business. LinkedIn introduced the ability for users to upload videos late August. And earlier this month, and LinkedIn recently reported video was being shared, get this, X times more than any other type of content. And that makes this a really good place in this podcast episode for a pop quiz. All right, so you ready for this pop quiz? Here we go. I know you're a little nervous. Maybe a bead of sweat going down your brow, but here it goes. Video was being shared X number of times more than any other type of content on LinkedIn. What is X? I'll say it again. Get that number ready. LinkedIn recently reported video was being shared X times more than any other type of content. Lock in your final answer. All right, that's final. Okay, Ready? Here we go. Video is shared 20 times more than any other type of content on LinkedIn. Cha-ching! It has superpowers. It is so compelling, so convincing that people share it 20 times more than any other type of content. Let's take a moment and just stop right here, and I'll ask the big question, why? Why is video shared 20 times more than any other content on LinkedIn? Well, video has superpowers. It's more persuasive. It has greater clarity. It carries emotion. It allows you to be succinct. All of those reasons. Oh, and higher perceived value. All of those reasons are why video gets 20 times the number of shares of any other type of content. And in a business context, think LinkedIn when I say this. You, me, Dupree, none of us make buying habits or make purchase decisions for a company on our own anymore. We're too scared. Nobody wants to walk out on that plank. People want to get buy-in from the entire team because it insulates them from one bad decision, ending their job, right? Putting them out on the street, making their kids go from private to public school, or make that child of yours get their braces taken right out of their mouth because the parents can't afford it. Nobody wants that. So when people make company decisions, they share it with their colleagues. B2B, B2C, they still share it because it's human instinct. So before I purchase something for myself, I do the same things as when I purchase something for the company. I show it to somebody else. I get their buy-in. And what you're seeing in a business context is people share video more regularly than anything else. And at the end of that, they buy. They're 144% more likely to buy. Use the power of video. Use this window of opportunity to crush your deals and to make sure that your content gets circulated inside of your prospect's office, because you will not be there when your contact, your prospect, makes their pitch to the boss. You won't be there, but your video will. So that video needs to be an essential learning tool, and it helps convert people, and it'll get used and shared like LinkedIn is already showing. That article from Adweek, really powerful. It'll be on the show notes page along with AdExchanger. LinkedIn now has made video for sponsored content, video ads, which appear as sponsored posts in the newsfeed, generally available. It also rolled out video-compatible company pages for brands and publishers. LinkedIn claimed those sponsored video posts average triple the time spent in newsfeeds compared to text-based posts. Pump the brakes right here. All right, now I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to read that sentence again. And with your freakish knowledge on what's going on with the marketing landscape of things that I have shared over the years with you, you should be able to answer this question on your own. LinkedIn claimed those sponsored video posts average triple the time spent on news feeds compared to text-based posts. So let's do a little pop quiz. All right. You already know that the video average posts will have triple the time spent in the newsfeed compared to text posts. I've mentioned that now three times in this episode. But what about on other social networks? How long? If you've been listening to me over the years, you would know that I commonly am using that when people go to your website and there's a video there, they spend how long, how much longer than any other type of content if there's video? That's the pop quiz. Lock it in. What is your number? All right, here we go. When people go to your website and there's a business video on your website, they spend twice as long on your site with that video than any other type of content. It slows down the experience. It gives them really accelerated learning, but it keeps them around longer, which is the entire goal before conversion where they make a purchase. But if you're the big Zuck, what do you know? And what do the Zucklings know about how people on Facebook engage with video? Well, on Facebook and Instagram, people spend 5 times longer in the newsfeed with a video than any other type of content. Video has superpowers for business. And if you can triple the time spent in the newsfeed engaging a prospect on LinkedIn right now, ooh, time is of the essence, right? Early bird gets the worm. That's your opportunity with this episode. Quote, the approach we've taken with video is to really align with B2B objectives, whether it's top of the funnel to drive brand awareness or bottom of the funnel business outcomes by collecting leads or driving traffic to the website, said the director of product for LinkedIn marketing, who has a very long name with lots of vowels. So long, I'm just going to cruise right by that name. LinkedIn has also enhanced its ability to measure video. Now, for marketers who want independent verification, LinkedIn has added third-party video viewability verification via Oracle's Moat. Moat, by the way, is spelled M-O-A-T. Video for sponsored posts also comes embedded with LinkedIn website demographics. Dun, dun, dun. This is paradigm shifting, LinkedIn. LinkedIn launched this tool last July to help marketers gauge more about their site visitors. The more you know about them, the better targeting you can do, the deeper the engagement, the higher the relevancy. Remember this, the more relevant it is to your target customer, the more engaged they're going to be. And ultimately down the funnel, the faster they're going to buy. It's just that simple. For instance, it determines their industry vertical, the professional role, such as finance professionals at a director level or higher. The tool also tracks referrals to their site and landing page. Also included in LinkedIn's sponsored video product is the ability for marketers to gauge video-specific metrics like conversion tracking, email matching via its matched audience product. I tipped you off about this at least a year ago when I told you that my sources inside LinkedIn said this was all coming. And I said, brace yourself because there will be that day when Moses of LinkedIn parts the Red Sea and you're able to walk on through and get all those demographics. And now is your time. Seize the day. And LinkedIn added pricing options for video, including traditional CPM, cost per thousand, cost per click, and cost per view. By the way, when I said CPM, if for those that don't know, that means cost per thousand. Cost per views was important for KLM Royal Duchess Airlines, which wanted to optimize more toward viewable impressions from business travelers, according to company social media manager, who also had a very difficult name for me to pronounce. So I'll skip right over that one also. The campaign's still underway, but early results show that KLM obtained a 63% lower cost per view with LinkedIn video than its average on other digital platforms. Check that out. 63% lower cost per view on LinkedIn video than the other platforms. It also had a 34% view rate, or the number of viewers divided by the total served impressions. Now, naturally, these numbers are going to be a bit inflated right now, but as because of the newness and as competition comes, it's going to balance out and be closer to the other social networks. But if you've been paying attention in this episode, I've been telling you it's all about windows of opportunities and early birds getting the worm. It's going to cost you more next year than it will now because more people will be competing for that ad inventory. And now is your time to be the boss of LinkedIn in your niche to your target customer. Seize the day, my friend. MarketingLand said the native video ads appear in the news feed as standalone, sponsored posts, and autoplay on mute when it's viewed. And just like user-uploaded videos on that platform, it'll fit right there in the native feed. Now, here's an example of the new unit, which expands to a full screen, interstitial, after a user clicks on it. And I'll put that on the show notes page. It comes directly from LinkedIn and Marketing Land. Now, the video for sponsored content ads can use any of the targeting already available to advertisers, such as job title, seniority, company name, industry, skills targeting, as well as matched audiences, which is like lookalikes, and running account-based marketing ABM campaigns. The ads can help businesses generate leads by driving site traffic or through LinkedIn's lead generation forms product, as shown in the example that I'll have on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/147. LinkedIn added that while most videos are already seen as ideal for top of the funnel marketing, i.e., building awareness, that's like early stage awareness, rather than selling the deal, which happens later on, LinkedIn's video for sponsored content is designed to work across the funnel. So yeah, the videos can be designed to build brand awareness, but they can also point directly to the advertiser's desktop or mobile website, or can even be used to collect leads. And all of that is super damn cool. For those of you who don't sit around and wait, seize the day, jump on it, be early, figure it all out. And when you start cashing checks, send me a bro basket. That's right. With tequila, because all great stories start with tequila. That's right. Hey, LinkedIn also published what they're calling video ad tips on LinkedIn. Provide a compelling way to reach a professional audience and make the most of your campaigns with these tips for identifying your objective, creating effective content, and providing value for your video ads. All right, so I'm going to go through those with you, and I'm going to break them down. All right, so here it goes. You know, way, way back in the day, yours truly would always tell you about when you're creating your videos and you're starting your marketing campaign, what I want you to do is always start with your goal in mind. What is your goal? Lay out your strategy. Do it in reverse. If you were building a, if you're building a train, you'd first lay out the tracks, right? And you'd start with the end destination. You'd start with the train station that you're going to bring people to, where they're going to get out, where most of the traffic, 100% of the traffic, is going to get out at the end when they get to the Embarcadero station or Penn Station, right? Or Grand Central Station. And then you're going to lay everything out in reverse. And that's the way you know for sure 100% that people are able to have an interconnected experience where each of the elements that you need exist. Do the same when you're laying out your video marketing strategy. And you'll hear that LinkedIn takes the same approach. So if you want to have an effective campaign, choose your video campaign objective. You want to identify your key objective for each video campaign, and this will inform your video content how best to be measured, all right? Common goals and goals for your video ads include brand awareness. All right, so what's brand awareness? It's telling people about your brand, all right? There's brand consideration, which is telling people why you the best, right? There's demand generation, which is telling people why they need your product or services, right? And then you get to measure success based on your objective. It's kind of like paint by numbers. After choosing your objective, you'll understand how to analyze the results of your video campaigns. Metrics that align with common video ad goals are brand awareness. You know, if you're trying to do brand awareness, here are your common video ad goals that you should be measuring for: impressions, views, and view rates. Okay, that's all for brand awareness. Now, let's separate that from brand consideration when you're like, I'm the best. When you're doing brand consideration, you should be measuring for view rates, completion rates by quartile, clicks, and full screen plays. Those are the ones that you should be interested in. And then if you're dealing with demand generation, you should be interested in measuring conversion rates, leads, and cost per conversions, all right? And then when you plan your video content, you want to plan that content based on your objective. Do you see how easy this is? It's just like starting at your final goal and going in reverse and laying out your tracks. Content is the heart of a successful video ad campaign. Keep it concise, visually compelling, and focus on storytelling to drive your point home. Identify your objective before creating content. Woo-woo! Listen to them. Preach, brother. So that your video aligns with the type of success you want to drive, here are LinkedIn's key content types for each objectives. For brand awareness and brand consideration, you should be positioning yourself as the thought leader. You are the rock star in that space, and you need to tell your brand story and share stories of customer success. That happens when you're trying to create brand awareness and brand consideration. And when you're trying to do demand generation, show a quick demo of your product, give a sneak peek of your webinar, or preview your event. And if you want to get inspiration on how-to tips for creating powerful video content, I'll put that on the show notes page where you can go ahead and get some really nice information that'll make you more effective. Give me a second. I'm going to add this right now onto the show notes page so I don't forget, because Lord knows this is going to be a great show note page, and I want to make sure you get all those goodies so you can be effective, all right? That's what it's all about. LinkedIn also goes on to talk about following some of the best practices for your creating videos. If you are a faithful listener to Video Marketing Mastery, this should all be stuff that wouldn't be news for you, because I've been prepping and priming you for your glory hour for a very long time. Look, show what you want your audience to see in the first 10 seconds of the video. Get to the point. The second point here is viewer attention drops after that point. Capture and maintain your audience's attention with visual storytelling. So think about this. You can have somebody that's telling a story to a camera and you're watching their face and so on, but eventually you get bored. So you need to visually cut away from that. Show some supportive B-roll that enhances the storytelling process while you're still hearing that storyteller's voice. Use B-roll, supportive video, that aligns with what's being said, and people will stick to your video like glue. Deliver your message with graphics, people, and text that extend the viewer's attention span. Whenever we're creating a video here at Wirebuzz, we're going to switch out of different angles, switch to different cuts, or even different supportive B-roll elements every 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 8 seconds. We're going to keep it fresh. We're going to keep stimulating the brain, because it's our goal to get people to the end so they can understand the entire message. Think like a silent film director. A large portion of LinkedIn members will watch your ad with the sound off. So consider burning in video subtitles, right? Look, one of my friends, a client of mine, confided in me that when she's in the boardroom meeting with her team, and she's at a multi-billion dollar company, cha-ching, and when she's sitting there advising, she is going through her Facebook feed and watching Tasty Videos, which is a channel on Facebook where people are making really yummy things, and they're making it look simple to make through these videos that are called Tasty, all right? She's doing that in meetings. And the only reason she could follow along is because it has subtitles. So you're going to want to consider burning in video subtitles just for my friend with that expensive job and big wallet, and for everybody else that's watching it, because most people are going to watch that video without the sound on. Refer to LinkedIn video ad specs while planning to make sure that your content is formatted properly. What? You want me to put that on the show notes page? The LinkedIn video ad specs? I'll do that for you. I mean, that's something that could be valuable, right? You could use that down the road. Turn that into something good. All right, let me copy that link. I'll put it on the show notes page for you. Don't say I never did anything for you. I mean, I'm a giver. This is just proof right now. Because I'm going to drop that link. It's going to go right onto the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/147. And you are now locked and loaded. So cool. Now, you want to optimize your video length based on your objectives. This is what they say. All right. I don't know if I disagree yet. Keep videos under 30 seconds for brand awareness and brand consideration goals. Awareness and consideration, as an FYI, is not conversion. Those are different. All right. Conversions when people buy. Awareness and consideration are early on. As people go down further into your funnel, your videos could be longer. This is me giving you rock star guidance. Let's look at it like dating. Walk up to hot girl or hot guy, if that's how you roll. But I walk up to hot girl and I have never met her, right? I just want to build some awareness. Chit-chat, little small talk, nothing of value, nothing of I'm not pressuring at this point. She's not coming back to see my fish tank. I'm just developing brand awareness. Keep it short, right? You add value later, but you're building. Then after that, maybe you see them a second time, see hot girl, you walk up to her, and that's when you're dealing with brand consideration, right? You're adding a little bit more value, but you're not applying any pressure. You're not saying, hey, let's go get karaoke tonight. Let's go do karaoke tonight, because that's a big ask. Eventually, you get down to the next stage, which is conversion, and then you start to spend a little bit more time and be more strategic. All right. That is the perfect analogy in a world where dating and relationships and work should never cross. But for some reason, they seem very clear and logical to me. So they say in the early stages, brand awareness and brand consideration, keep your videos 30 seconds or under. All right. A study by LinkedIn found out that videos under 30 seconds reported a 200% lift in completion rates. Confusing is all get out. If Marcus Krieg wasn't on a plane coming back from Chicago after meeting with clients, I would pull him right into this studio and have him explain that to you. Because, you know, I don't know. I think that look, we both agree that setting videos by time is a bad mistake. It's a bad habit. And smart marketers do it all the time. When somebody asks me how long a video should be, they're like, it should be like, well, yeah, 15 seconds or 30 seconds. They want to pressure me like I know the number. It should be 87 seconds, right? I read an article that videos should be 87 seconds and not longer, because people who watch 87 seconds have a higher chance of converting. This is very similar to this videos under 30 seconds reported a 200% lift in view completion rates. And I don't care about completion if that person doesn't end up buying. I mean, ultimately, I need people to go through the whole message, so it's important. But if I didn't give them enough information in my first video and I stopped at 30 seconds and I shot myself at the foot. But every video and every goal has a different length of time, and every product or service has a different amount of time that it takes to explain it. So remove yourself from the training wheels of thinking that it's got to be under 30 seconds because you want a 200% lift in view completion rates. When people ask you about how long a video should be, what they're really saying is something like, how long should a train ride be, right? Or how long should a wedding be? I mean, all of these, how big should a house be? All of these are variables, but they're asking for averages, and none of that works when you break it all down. Okay. So question every assumption and make sure that when you can, you build the right video that creates the right brand awareness or the right video that generates brand consideration goals, and don't be guided by it's got to be under 30 seconds. LinkedIn goes on to say test longer videos for demand generation. Now, the same study found that longer form content drove as many clicks and views as shorter videos because they help tell a more complex product or brand story. All right, well, I'm not going to challenge that one. Create your video ad campaign. and they tell you how to do it. That's at the end of the page. And I am not going to break that one down for you. But it does talk on this page how to test and optimize your videos. Every brand has a different recipe for success. Increase your ROI by testing the tactics that work best for your video ad campaigns. And it explains how A/B testing on here. And, well, look, this is a really important page, and that's why it is on the show notes page. It is titled Video Ad Tips by LinkedIn, and I will double check one more time that video ad rates, video ads, video ad tips is on. It's now on the show notes page. By the way, I know I say that all official and all, but the reality is I'm not even doing it. I'm putting it on my show notes, and I'll send it over, and a member of the team that can spell will proof this page and make it ready for you. And who are you? You're prime time, all right? Don't you ever forget it. All of that will be available at your fingertips. And there's some advertising specifications for video ads that are sponsored. And I'm going to put that on the show notes page. Originally, I was going to read it for you, but as I'm looking at it right now, it seems like dribble, like super boring stuff. You might not like me if I sit here and read it. So what I will do, I'll put a link to it. You can get access to the advertising specifications for video ads on LinkedIn from the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/147. If you've been following me along and you see that regularly, I'm posting videos on LinkedIn several times a week. You'll see me speaking in front of an audience or maybe filming this very podcast. Or I'll have somebody in studio and I'll create a teaser video, or we're breaking down a funnel in the office or detailing something out for a client, and I can generalize it for you and create a really good video. And sometimes I'm doing it just for breaking news that you absolutely need to know if you want to be a video marketing master. You can get that from LinkedIn. And when I film it, I'm usually filming it from one of several different cameras that we have for Wirebuzz. In fact, there's a crew right now on an airplane headed to Chicago to meet with the same team that Marcus Krieg just left meeting with. And they're going to be out there for a couple of days. And by the time they get back, I'm going to be leaving for Europe. And so I've been having this strange camera gear issue. I talked about it a little bit on LinkedIn, asked for your advice, and several of you gave me some tips. And as you're going to hear, I think I'm leaning in your direction. But I've been dealing with this for maybe 3 weeks. The one that I'd carry in my bag would be this DJI Osmo Mobile. You can put your phone in there. And I film with my phone. You also use your phone as the monitor, and that's great, and I've been loving it. But I wanted to up the quality, so I got the DJI Osmo Pro, which is the big one. I mean, it's the expensive one. And I got it here in the office and started monkeying around with it, and the next thing we all realized is the audio quality sucked. It's really great as a run-and-gun camera, but you're going to use it for B-roll, and I'm planning on using it for my own thought leadership videos and B-roll. So I didn't like that camera at all. The camera, was great. The audio sucked. Oh, and it was probably 5 pounds too heavy to be something you're carrying around with one hand. So I returned it. I went out and got the DJI Osmo Plus, which is the highest consumer grade, not the pro grade. Had that for about 4 hours, returned it. And then on Friday night after dinner and happy hour with Mia Moore, started building my own 4K kit with pulling together. I was kind of Frankensteining things. You know you're further along in the process when you start Frankensteining your ideal kit. And thankfully, you know, thank God B&H, where I was building it online, observes the Sabbath and doesn't take online orders until Sunday. Because by the time Sunday arrived, I realized I didn't want that kit at all. I'd be better off commandeering one of Wirebuzz's GH4s or GH5s or maybe our Canon 5D Mark III and use the DSLR gimbal that we have lying around. I can throw all that into my backpack. And when I'm traveling around the world, I can create content on the go in stunning visual quality the way I like. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to having a week with my camera, working with clients, talking on stage, and sharing really great tips. Because if you leave me long enough on an airplane or in a hotel, I'll end up doing my research, pushing it out to you, and you will be the first one to benefit from it. So that's a high-level breakdown of the new video ad platform that was rolled out by LinkedIn. You can get all that information from the show notes page. And if this episode was valuable to you, please make sure that you subscribe, rate, and review. I read all of them, and I continuously see that our audience is growing larger, more vocal, and I'm so grateful every time you share some of our content and information with your friends and families and colleagues. I appreciate it more than you know. If there's something developing in marketing, in sales, in video, or in conversion, the path to ROI, please let me know. Tip me off. If you know anybody who'd be a great guest on the podcast, hit me up and I'll make sure to have them on this very podcast. And if you want to know how to use video to speed up sales, well, I've created a kind of a webinar where I teach my secrets. You can get access to that. And in the first minute of that webinar, you're going to hear the most embarrassing story of my entire life. It includes a blue Speedo, all right? It's humiliating. But it teaches an important lesson about where we are, how to hack attention, and to pull people through a buyer's journey in order to get them convinced and converted at faster rates. And that is the whole goal in the attention economy that we now live in. A very special thank you to all of you that send me your notes. I do appreciate it, your feedback, your guidance, your news. And I'll continue to bring you the latest information to make you a more profitable, happy, secure video marketing master. Peace.